Vito Vergatini. Smile 90.4 FM.
A collaboration between two leading suppliers of online educational resources, D6 and Snaplify, will see schools in South Africa's disadvantaged communities gaining increased access to essential digital tools to assist them with providing learners with the best education possible. Joining us to fill us in on the brand new initiative is Willem Kitschoff. He's the CEO at the D6 Group. Willem, good evening and thank you for your time.
Good evening, Panita, and good evening to your listeners.
Also joining us is the head of the Snaply Foundation, Deborah Ogilvie-Ruitz. Deborah, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to talk about the initiative.
Well, let's start with you, Deborah. Firstly, just by way of context, what is the Snaply Foundation, and what do you guys offer?
So we're the Snaplify Foundation. So Snaplify Foundation is the philanthropic arm of Snaplify. We recently established in May of this year. And our vision and mission really is to ensure that students and teachers in schools across not just South Africa, but Africa gain access to the digital tools and resources that they need to access education during this time.
And Willem, you and the team at D6, you essentially provide schools with management systems, allowing schools, for example, to focus on their core function and allowing D6, for example, to administer, take on that administration and management role. Is that, in a sense, what you guys offer schools?
To some extent, yes. We don't get involved in the actual management of the schools, but we provide the schools with the management platform in order to enable them to operate more effectively. That is our core focus.
So how did the partnership with Snaplify, the foundation, how did that all come about, Willem?
Wendy and myself, the CEO of Snaplify, we've been in collaboration for some time now. We've actually been friends for a while, and we've always try to find a way of how Snaplify and D6 can collaborate and work more closely together. And the Snaplify Foundation was the glue that solidified our formal partnership. So we're very excited to work with Snaplify and the Foundation to gain access to, or possibly gain access to CSR funding, and through that support the poorer schools to have access to better management platforms. Which we feel is essential for quality education.
And what sort of work have D6 specifically been doing with under-resourced schools at the moment?
Benita, we've got a couple of quantile 1, 2, and 3 schools in South Africa that makes use of our software, but our biggest challenge at the moment is we need to onboard those schools in a way, and the onboarding processes do include training and on-site time and material that needs to be spent. We do that through partnerships in South Africa. So we've got a couple of firms that we've partnered with that does the onboarding on behalf of D6 within those schools. But obviously those firms do the onboarding and training as a business. So that needs to be funded in some way. So our biggest challenge to enter the lower end market was gaining access to funding on how to fund the implementation process at the schools. And through the foundation, it's an ideal opportunity to tap into the CSR funding. And luckily, between ourselves and Snaplify, we share the ambition to really support the lower end of the schools market and enable them to be more effective and to provide better education at the end of the day.
How did you answer the funding question, for example, with the partnership that you have with the Center of Science and Technology in Khayelitsha? I'm led to believe that they've been using the platform for about 3-4 years at the moment. How did you answer the funding question there?
We funded it ourselves.
Okay.
So we funded the entire implementation project, but that's not a sustainable solution for D6 to fund all schools in the country. We also need to build a sustainable business. So through the foundation, it gives us the capability to gain access to funding that is readily available that we just need to channel in the right direction.
Willem Kitschoff is the CEO at the D6 Group. Also joining us is Deborah Ogilvie-Ruetz, head of the Snaplify Foundation. So, Deborah, the partnership that the foundation and the D6 Group have cemented, is it starting with the Center of Science and Technology in Khayelitsha?
Yes, this is the first initiative where we are using both of our products and services to support a school that really, we believe, will make good use of the technology that we both can provide. Mm. But essentially, it's the start of what we hope will be a model that we can build on. Because we really do believe that schools, in order for them to really make use of the technology that's available there, we have to take a holistic approach to these interventions. So, you know, just filling one gap at a school is not really good enough. We need to look at it from a really broad perspective and ensure that when we are working with these schools, we're providing them with all of the benefits that come along with technology. So, you know, LMS systems, school management systems, etc., and access to digital content that's also going to fill that need for them.
Mm. So what exactly is Snaplify donating to CARSAT?
So through our partnerships with publishing houses, we are going to be donating, they will be using our platform as a digital library. In that digital library, we will furnish them with a number of ebooks and resources that are specifically focused on addressing a need that they have in line with their core purpose of, you know, fostering a keen knowledge of maths and science in the school. So working with our publishing partners across the ecosystem as well to provide content that that suits their needs at the moment.
And how do you hope that the school will benefit from the partnership that you've established with the D6 Group?
Well, for me, I see, you know, I was just speaking to Fidelia yesterday. She's the principal there at the Center of Science and Technology. And for her, it's critical that her staff, her teachers, during this time, especially during COVID, have access to not only digital content that's going to, you know, enable them to continue delivering classes where sometimes they may not always be able to be present and, you know, for children to access the content at home, but also for the systems that D6 has been providing. The training that they will receive is very much part of their capacity development program for their teachers and for their school staff. So it's really, as I say, going back to the point of having a holistic intervention at the school.
Deborah Ogilvie-Ruetz, head of the Snaplify Foundation, joins us in conversation this evening. Also joining us is Willem Kitschoff, CEO at the D6 Group. Willem, from your time with the Center of Science and Technology, have you seen an improvement in terms of the services that you have or the resources that you provided to the center? This is prior to the partnership.
Yeah, so our discussions with Sabina. Right. So CARSAT is a no-fee school, out of interest, and they've been managing all their affairs very manual in the past. So since the inception of D6 at CARSAT, Fadila told us that she never knew that school management could be so simplified. All their financial affairs are being managed on the D6 platform. All their staff have access to the D6 platform to capture curriculum-related assessment level stuff. So they are a very good example of where an innovative leader like Sabina in a school that is a no-fee school can adopt good technology, whether it's learner management systems, school management systems, where she drives it and it is successful. There is always this fallacy that poorer schools don't have the resource or know-how to use smart technologies. Mm. And I think Fadila has proven that even a no-fee school in Khayelitsha has the ability to adopt great technology that is affordable and available for the benefit of the school and the learners. So we've we've built a very good relationship with Fadila over the past 4 years. We're planning on extending that. And now with the Snapify Foundation and Snapify coming on board, it's just furthering improving the service that we can offer.
And do you think it will go a long way, certainly, to bridging that digital divide, particularly in the very fundamental education space?
To some extent, yes. Our view is that if we can't change the way that schools are being managed, how can we expect that innovation will be adopted in the classroom? So we believe it's a bit of an inside-out approach. School management and school management team needs to adopt technology, and that should then be branched into classroom as opposed to the other way around. So we think that this partnership with Snapify and the foundation is a perfect fit in order to, first of all, drive innovation within the managerial space in schools, and then further branching that out into the classroom.
Deborah, lastly then, you spoke of a holistic approach. In your mind's eye, what do you see, or how do you see what a fully digitally adopted school would look like?
Well, I think actually this CoSat, or the Center of Science and Technology, is a very good example of this. And, you know, I definitely concur with what Willem has said there, in that it really needs to be digital transformation from the top down. So starting with the school and the leaders within the school, and then bringing it into the classroom, that's where you see the real change. And I think what we hope to see, and what we already are seeing, is that the Center of Science and Technology can really be a model on which we can then build further programs similar to this, where schools, nursery schools, et cetera, schools that we really need to support, where we really do need to bridge that digital divide, that we can show them a best-case scenario of how these implementations can work and can be successful, and then what the impact is and the outcomes are that helps show what a school that has implemented these programs successfully can look like.
And what is the response from education authorities? Do you work hand in hand with them? How does that particular interaction work?
So we're always interacting with the Department of Education, whether it's on a national level or a regional level. And we do get support from them, but a lot of these schools are able to take their own initiative. And so, you know, it's really tackling it from both sides. It's working with these individual schools where, you know we can start to already have an impact.
Yes.
And then also continuing the conversation at a national and regional level, so that once we have these best practice schools, these schools that we can then model on, the conversation has already started, and it's just a case of showing what the impact can be. We do work very closely with the Department of Education, and they are supportive of our initiatives.
Deborah, where could our listeners find out further information around what you guys do at the Snapply Foundation?
Well, very easily, they must just visit www.snaplifyfoundation.org. Or indeed, they can go to the Snapify website, which is just www.snapify.com. And there's all the information on the programs that we're running and different ways in which we are looking to support education across Africa.
And Willem, further information around D6, is that on d6.co.za?
That's correct, yes. So I can find all information required there.
A huge thank you to Willem Kitschhoff, CEO at the D6 Group, together with Deborah Ogilvie-Ruart, head of the Snapply Foundation. As Deborah had mentioned, further information, you can find out more around what they do at Snapply, snaplyfoundation.org or snaplify.com. Somewhat mortifying for me to mispronounce Snapply during that conversation. My apologies for that. But leadership clearly on no-fee schools do play such a critical role, and it's quite exciting because, as Willem and Deborah had mentioned, there is certainly great potential in that area, particularly in improving access to digital resources. Coming up to 17 minutes before 10,